and again. See as we meet in the spaces in between. We always say won't be long. Oh, but something's always wrong. Okay, that's your part, and I'll do the other part. And if we all do our parts, then I'll be okay. Another day, I'd call and never speak, and you would say nothing's changed at all. That can't be much hope for anything. If I won't be there to catch you if you fall. Can we bear to meet in the spaces between it and said too much, long been gone, oh, but something's always wrong. Swag plug. There are t-shirts available, the very last of my t-shirts, at an affordable price out front. They will put food on my table. Is it a good shirt? No, it's the same old damn shirt. But give your old one away, buy a new one. Christmas is coming, so there's lots of good reasons. They make great throw rugs. You can put them on your dog, and your dog will look really funny. So they're useful. There's also an email list if you want to sign up on that. Then I can sell that to various companies who give me a lot of money for random names in the Bay Area, because you're also wiring everything. It's like a good place for spam sales. A Christmas song? I don't have any Christmas songs.
I tried to write one once. I wanted to have It's a California Kind of Christmas and the sun is setting in the sky. Something with, yeah. Anyway, I'll play 45. Well, I have time for one more. This is a sad little song about a dog in the South. And a boy of the age of 15. This is a true story. It didn't happen to me, but a 15-year-old boy whose father decided that as a bonding experience, they should go and kill neighborhood pets together. So I wrote this at a Vipassana meditation retreat in Northport. You're not allowed to talk or communicate or read or write for 10 days. And on the ninth day, I couldn't get the song out of my head. And so I broke my vow of silence and wrote this incredibly spiritual tune. There we go.